Maybe he's on the clock.
Clock, whatever. Little fancy one, little one?
Same for me.
Okay, I both say. Some of you might have heard some of these schmooze, and I don't recall when I said it. I happen to like the schmooze a lot, both them, so I say it again and again. Especially the old timers might have heard it once or twice or three times, but I think it's kedai to chazer over. It's a very powerful, very fundamental and crucial hashkafa that we have to have about it. Think about it and the hair and internalize it. The first one, and by the way, this is on Parsh Kisazria, that's where the mitzvah of Bris Milah is presented. You know, Sefer HaChinuch is first and second mitzvah in the whole Parsha, but in the whole Torah. So the Chinuch says, on the Pasuk where it talks about the Bris Milah, what's the reason, what's the shorish, what's the root of the mitzvah? Lefi sheratzah Hashem yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he had a tremendous, he had a want, he had a desire. L'kvav b'am, to embed, to put in the nation, asher hivdil, the nation which HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated, he made us special. We are the Jewish people, are his people. Lios Nikra al Shemo, Hashem separated us to be called his people. Right? That nation which he took apart and put us aside and said, we are his people. Oh, Hashem wants to be Koveya. Oath Kavua Begufam. There should be a special oath, a simon in there, embedded in their body. Ravdigam Mishar Ha'amim, Besuras Gufam. They should be distinct, they should be separate from all the rest of the nations in their physical makeup. Their physical, you know, constitution should be different. K'moshe muvdolim mehem b'suras nafshosam. Just like they are separate, just like the Jewish people, his people are different than other people in suras nafshosam. Asher mosam umavam enoshava. We act differently, we behave differently. We act differently, we have different hashkafas, different pursuits, different midos. So just like we're different, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us different through the Torah, through the mitzvahs. He made us different than other nations in the nefesh. So too Hashem wants to make us separate. We should be distinct, unique in our physical makeup also. V'nikva ha'hevdol begulas hazov. Hashem made us, put this distinction in the Bris Milah. L'fishu siboli kiyum hamin. Because that's the source, that's the reason for the continuation of the min, of the human being. Mavaj Yeshbo, that's one reason. Mavaj Yeshbo Tashun Surah Taguf. And besides the fact, number one, this enables the eternity of Kal Yisrael, of the human race. And also it has Tashun Surah Taguf. This is perfection. Where a person has a Bris Milah, I don't know why exactly, but that's considered perfection of the human body, not to have the Orla, to have a Bris Milah, that's perfection. And therefore, Hashem put that oath by the Bris Milah, because that helps us become shalem. And through becoming shalemim, we are unique. Kmo shamarnu, v'am nivchar, and this nation that Hashem shows, chafes Hashem yisbaracha hashkem tchunaso. So Hashem wanted to perfect them, right? So by doing it in the Bris Milah, Macham Milah, that's we mashkem them. Rotsa, Hashem wanted to make his people special, not just in ruchnis, but even in physicality. Rasalios hashlama de adam. So he's bought by kasha. So, but you know, Hashem wanted it to happen through a human being, that the person should do it, that the human being should change themselves. V'lo bro shalom beten. And he was not created complete without the orga from his birth. In other words, that's his kasha. If Hashem wants us to go ahead, we should be unique. We should be separate. So that's an easy way to do it. So just create us in a special way. Create us that we're different. Every Jewish child will be born without an orla. So that's the easiest way. We have to make us crazy for and have a bris and eitha and have to spend a lot of money at a party and bit of Torah and all that, right? Who needs all that, right? So that's a Sefer Chinuch's kasha. Because no, Hashem wanted Chai Yisrael to do it, to the hashlama, that perfection should take place, should be put into practice by the people themselves. Lirmos Eilof, the hint, to indicate to us, Kikasher Tashum Thuras Gufo Al Yado, that when the Thuras Gufo becomes perfect through a person himself, came biyado, that just like the perfection of the human body becomes shalom, becomes perfect through the person when he gives himself, when he performs a bris milah, can be yadol lahashlim suras nafsho behechsher pulosa. So too, we should learn a lesson that that we can perfect ourselves, our nefesh also. That Hashem wanted us to be different than nefesh and a guf. Hashem made us, commanded us to change our guf, to perfect our guf, and we should learn from there that just as we have the power to go ahead and change ourselves in terms of our physical body, so too we have the power, the ability to go ahead and change our nefesh through actions that we do, through mitzvos and ma'isim tovim, etc. So just very, very simple, Rabbo say, if Hashem's purpose was he wanted to make us different. That we're special, we're different. That was his purpose in having a bris milah b'chal. And he picked the right place because that makes shleimus. Hashem wanted us to become shleimim, to be unique. We are the shleimim. We are Hashem's people. He points to us, see these guys? They're my people. And they're more perfect in their physical body. Now, so the kasha is obvious, right? His kasha was, and that's a good kasha, stark kasha. Can you imagine how much more of an indication, how much more separate we'd be? You know, if you go ahead and, every Jew should go and get a bris milah. Okay, so we're different because we made ourselves different. If Hashem would make us different, if every Jewish person born from a Jewish mother would be automatically born different, that would be like, wow, what a miracle. This is like, doesn't make any sense. You know, the Jewish people are, they're special, they're moved, though they're different, they're separate from other people. That's the greatest. There'll be so much more of an indicator of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose, that we're special, that we're different. And even more than our both sides. Let's be honest, right? As part of what he's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here for a purpose, that we should do mitzvahs, we serve Hashem. What would happen, aside from this factor that will be much stronger sign that we're special, that we're different? What would happen to a person that sees us on mitzvahs, a person's commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If every Jew is born different, right? That means that, Hashem made us different, It gets you start thinking, if I'm born different, physically different, and all Jews are different, so what does that mean? It means I'm Hashem's people, and I'm Hashem's nation, I have special responsibilities, there'll be so much more Torah, so much more mitzvahs learned, there'll be so much more motivation, more clarity of purpose, right? How much Hashem would have accomplished if he would have done it the way the Chinuch suggested, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make everyone born separately. Why didn't he do it? With all those potential benefits involved, right? There's one reason why. Hashem wants to give us the message. Rabbo say, we have the kochos to change ourselves. That is the most, that's such a crucial message. Rabbo say, we don't. I'll say for everybody, if you don't mind, right? We don't dehare it. We don't dehare how much we as individual people have the ability to change ourselves. There's no question about it. And that's why it's so important that Hashem is willing to lose out all the other benefits that would accrue if a person is born differently. Hashem says, I don't care about that. Well, I do care about that, but I care about this so much more because this is going to make the difference. When a person dehares, I can change myself, I can become a Talmud Chacham, a bigger Gadol, a bigger Baal Midos, a bigger Yiras Shamayim, a bigger Yiras Onesh, a bigger Baal Emes, less of a Baal Kas, less Kina. If a person dehares, that's what Gadol's Adam is all about, both. If you're there, how special we are, how much potential we have. It would motivate us so much more. Most of the time, we're not so motivated because of that. Oh, it's so hard. What am I going to do? I'll change a little bit. I'm not going to accomplish so much, Both that we have to dehare this. That's what the Chinuch is saying. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moser Nefesh and sacrificed so many benefits he could have gotten by creating us different. And what an energizing thing would have been. And we're so special, unique, and so separate. But no, what's important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he knows is important for us, that we have to dehare how much potential we have. You have. All of us have. Every single individual here, including yourselves and myself, included Baruch Hashem. There's so much potential if we put ourselves. Doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't mean goyagatu masasi tamin. No, it doesn't mean that. It's goyagatu masasi al tamin. You have to work hard. But the potential is there. It's not like, I'll be wasting my time. I'm not going to be wasting time. I'm not going to see any results. I'm not going to become better. I will become a lot different and better if I put myself to it. The Medrash in this week's Parsha Medrash Tanchuma talks about, brings an interesting maisa. Maisa b'kohen echad. There was a certain kohen, shayiroa esanagon. It's the kohen's job to see, check out the gom, to paskin if it's a neg, if it's tummy, a tohar. Matayado, he went broke, he went bankrupt, he had no money. Ubikesh, he had a family to support, so he has an achrayis. Ubikesh, lotzis, l'chutz l'aretz. And he wanted, his desire was, his intention was, to good plan to go to chutz l'aretz, to go abroad, find his fortune, fame and fortune in America. Karl Ishto, right, he calls his wife. Omar Rab, Bishfilosh ben Adam, Regilin, Ravo, Esri, Garos, Esnagoim. I need your help, he says to his wife. People always come to me to check out the pasim, the shalos, and the goyim. And if I'm I'll be out of town, what am I going to do? I can't leave. It's a responsibility. And I'll teach you the profession, right? You'll be the next posting gador over here, a posting of the community. I'll teach you how to go ahead and check on the goyim. And you'll be the posek, posekes. You'll be the devora, the shofet, shofetes. So what did he say? What's the first instruction he gave her? Imro isa, sorrow shel adam. If you see a pair, they come to you with a nega, and you see the person's hair, sheyovish hamayin shogo, that, and you see like it's dried up, it's all dry, the underground spring, the source in the skin that produces the nutrition, you know, for this hair is all dry. Maybe I don't mean the skin's dry, whatever. I don't mean the hair's dry, the skin's dry, I don't know exactly, but something, you see the source of its nutritional sustenance is dried up. You should know that's a problem. That's a nega. That means it's smitten. It was loka, and that's a nega. Okay. Why? What does that mean? Kol sarvasar, every individual hair, mayon asmo. Hashem created a separate source, a separate spring, separate source, a wellspring of for nutrition for itself. There's 10,000 hairs, you have 10,000 little wells. A million hairs, you have a million wells. Whatever it is, every hair has its own source of nutrition. Shu shose mena, which it drinks from. Yavesh hamayon, yavesh haseir. Snapshot, there's one major, there's one big thing, and everyone dips it. No, everyone has its own. So if you see it's dry over here, that means that one's dead. That one's locker. That's how it works. That's the sign. Umro ishto. His wife says, I hear. Good lesson, thank you very much. Now I'm bucking your day now. But she says, I have a kasha on you, I have a shayla. Imaim kol ser v'ser. Madach, if every single hair on a person's body, and there are, I didn't say millions, right? Millions of hairs, is that correct? Not just hundreds of thousands, I think that's millions of hairs. Right, Robert, yeah? It's millions of hair in the human body, I think so. Whatever it is, hundreds of thousands and thousands of hairs on the human body. Every single hair. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mayim for asmo, a special reservoir and a source of nutrition for itself. Shushose menu, that it drinks from. That's how you know that obviously this hair is dying because the mayim is dead. So I'll make kavachomra. Atosh, ato ben adam. You are a human being. You, my husband. You're a human being. Kama soram yesh b'cha. You have a lot of hairs. Hashem took care of every single one. Uvanecha misparnes mayodecha. And you have children, right? You have a achrayis, you have a family to support. You know, so Hashem knows that. Lo kol shein, she is daming l'cha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu parnasa. Isn't it for sure? There's no shayla about it. Kol shein kal v'chomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a parnasa, right? You're one person amongst millions of people in the world, okay? But there's one hair amongst millions of hairs on the human body. And every single hair and every body, and all the millions of bodies in the world, right? Every single one, Hashem made a special source of sustenance, of parnasa, of drinking, of shasiyah. So for sure, Hashem will give you, and you're not a hair. You're a human being. You have a chrayus to your family. Your children get parnasa from you. Of course, Hashem will take care of. What are you talking about? Therefore, she said he can't go out. And the Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk says he listened to her and he agreed. He was maskim that he changed his mind. He's not going anyplace. It had an effect. It's kind of an effect. So we also think about it. Let's analyze what happened over here. He told her the story, right? He was the Rebbe, right? He told halachas, and in the halacha he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared a special mayan. So he knew the facts. The facts were clear. He knew exactly what the story was. Every single human hair has its own source of parnasa. Okay? So what happened next? I'm going out of town. I have to make a parnasa. It's not happening. I have to go someplace else. It's not happening. You know, I have to go matriach, obviously. I don't know if it means, you know, you sleep on a plane for 2 hours, you go to New York. We're talking about it. Those is a major travel to go for days and weeks and months. That's what we're talking about over there. To do that, I have to do it. Hashem is not going to give me over here. I have to go someplace else. It's not working. I have to try a mouth. Who knows what's going to be? So that's what he thought. So all of a sudden, she tells him that, well, if it happens by a hair, So Kol Shekein by human being, the Yetzir Kavosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a special creation who has achrayus to his family, of course Hashem will do it for you. I know, it's a pretty simple Kal V'Chomer. Okay. He didn't shluck it up when he heard it, right? He didn't argue the Kal V'Chomer, but he didn't make the Kal V'Chomer beforehand. And then the application, therefore, he also agreed to, right? It seems, I mean, you guys can hack all you want, but he agreed to Kal V'Chomer. He's good Kal V'Chomer. He had no cash in the Kal V'Chomer, right? He told her, right? She said him, if Hashem does it for the hair, Hashem will do it for you, and therefore there's no reason to go traveling, because Hashem takes care of you. I guess maybe hairs don't go around. I don't know exactly. I can't explain the exact Kal V'Chomer in that regard. But if Hashem takes care of every individual, that means a person has to realize Hashem will take care of you and not make you crazy, run like a Michigan without a head, and run to all parts of South Africa. It doesn't make sense. It can't be. And it was maskim ter. He was maskim. Okay. I guess. Again, you guys all fine. This is pure Kal V'Chomer. This is pure Kal V'Chomer. Fine. He had no pure Kal V'Chomer. So what happened? How come he didn't figure out these results? How come he didn't make the Kal V'Chomer for himself? Kal V'Chomer, and he's masking Kal V'Chomer. It's not mashma that they fought about it, then back and forth afterwards. Finally, she convinced them. No, this is the conversation. The conversation is clear, Kal V'Chomer, and therefore, if you realize Hashem takes care of every hair, Hashem is not going to make you go someplace else, take care of you here. What happened, Rabosai? What happens, very simple, Rabosai. What happens is that we don't the hair things, right? As we always talk about, I always thought the greatest yesod of Musar is right, what people know, it doesn't connect to everyday life. It doesn't connect. And just because he knows, I guess it's because of Nagiyas, because he ate Sahara, he doesn't want it to connect, he doesn't want to hear, he doesn't want to listen, he wants to do his own thing, and it's not naturally Balamuna, and to become bigger Balamuna, he's not into it so much, the Sahara stops him, whatever the reason of Habosa, right? The bottom line is that the things that we know have to be chazered over and over and over again to make an impact on me, on my hanhoga sachayim. I might know everything, and everything should. Simple math would say, this equals this equals this. It doesn't work. It does work that this equals this equals this, but doesn't compute up here. Maybe it doesn't compute down here in the layers, right? Up here probably does compute, okay? But it doesn't think about it. He doesn't get it. Probably, you know, if somebody would ask them, you know, is this a good Kal V'Chomer? Yes, good Kal V'Chomer. Should you go to Israel? No, Taka, it's a good idea. No. How come he didn't think of it? He didn't think of it. Why? Because it doesn't compute. One thing is not necessarily, even though mathematically it makes sense for both sides, but the point is that we are blind. We have blinders on our eyes. We can't see things straight. I brought the Medrash the other day by the, I think it was the Yalkut Shimoni, he spoke about, says, Tovah Chazbeis Avel, Chazbeis Amishta. Over there, the Yalkut says, a person's eyes are susim. You go to the Beis Amishta, your eyes are blind, you don't see anything. You have to have something emotional, perk yourself up, open your eyes. When you go to the Beis Avel, then people start to hear him. People start, hey, you know, let me start thinking. You know, you don't think, you know, but it's logical, come on. If the think would make me $1 million, I guarantee you would think about it. But there's Yerushalayim and Ruchni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah, it's like, we're not into that. You know, we don't do that. We're not pushed to do that. We're not motivated to do that. We're not trying to see it clear. And Chazal tell us, Mishul Sharm tells you, or the Baal Mursh tells you the way to do that. The antidote is Rabbo Sai, to get things clear by Chazorah, reminding yourself that Dvorim Shutim, the things which should make a lot of sense. So we have to be Machshiv and Makir and think about all the time the first moves that a person can grow and become more perfect and become a bigger person, become a bigger gadol. You know, people always talk about the stories of of gadolim, whether it's Reb Chaim now or other stories of agavis. I get all depressed. It's not for me. It's no shayla, no asaga to me. Both, it's not true. You're right. Maybe you're right. I'm not sure if you're right. That's we can care about that all day. Could I become Reb Chaim? I don't know. Maybe I can. I don't know. About who cares? If I see how great Reb Chaim is and how much he became through his harmonia, through his yigiyah, it means I can accomplish this amount. I can't become this, maybe. I don't know. That's a good debate. I don't know how that works, okay? I don't think it's relevant, the answer to that shayla. The bottom line is I can become bigger and better. Both the Rashid used to always talk about the famous shmuz, Hil Mechayves Haniyim, right? When people hear about Hillel and hear the story, he went up to the roof and it was freezing and it was snowing, coming down on time, he was buried in the snow because he wanted to learn Torah. He had no money, couldn't do it the regular way, through the door, he went up to the roof, right? When people hear that story, they become different people. They become more motivated, more inspired. They can do more there. There's a bigger taina. How come you didn't follow Hillel? What do you mean Hillel? Hillel is much greater than I am. I'm not a Hillel. What is it? What do you want from me? Not, and if I could have done it, I don't need Hillel to do it. Hillel's not mechayiv me. I'm mechayiv myself. Teres is without Hillel, he wouldn't be mechayiv. He couldn't have done it. But once you're inspired, and once you're motivated, and once you chazer over ibridim, and you realize how much I can accomplish at both, like you see what gedolim are, and you open up your eyes, and you unblind yourself. Right? Open up your eyes, different people accomplish a lot. You have to hear it and realize, don't just rely on, just because you know, you think, well, I'll make the proper, you know, conclusions. And it doesn't work that way. The conclusions come by thinking about it, working on a point, having someone point it out to you, learn more Divrei Chazal, Divrei Musar, Shkera Chabosa. Unbelievable, I can't get over it. Unbelievable.
Maybe for the first, for the Sefer HaChinuch, could you say maybe that...
I feel too much.